live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Boy, do we have a show for you today. We're going to open up by talking to our friend, the former LAPD detective and author of 24 books, Mr. Mike Rothmiller, with more Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions gleaned from newly declassified government documents. And when you see them and read from them, you'll understand why they were classified in the first place. After the news break with Link, we will hear from Mike Adrian from Tractor Supply. He's got a special event going Saturday. It's an afternoon of vintage late 1800 style baseball at Ken Lindley Field with a huge former Major League star attending. Wait till you hear who that is. Well, if you heard, the Fox News earlier, I believe they reported on the unfortunate death of country music superstar Roy Clark, who spent so many years, I believe about 25, with the TV series Hee-Haw. He was a beloved performer, 85 years old, and there's kind of a strange connection between Roy Clark and the Arizona Diamondbacks, because the Diamondbacks manager, Tori Lavallo, his father was Sam Lavallo, who was a co-creator and producer of Hee-Haw, which of course turned Roy Clark into a national TV name. So, small world just keeps spinning around, doesn't it? Well, the Arizona Coyotes, after a very tough road trip against some really tough teams, they're back home for five straight starting tonight at 7 o'clock against the Nashville Predators. Saturday at 6 against the Boston Bruins. You can tune in live on KQ&A FM 95.5 and 99.9. Then on Sunday, the Arizona Cardinals have a 2 p.m. kickoff at State Farm Stadium versus the Oakland Raiders. You can catch the Cardinals and Raiders live on KQ&A AM 1130 or 95.5 or 99.9 FM. Want to remind you, the Improvatonians, that's the Prescott Center for the Arts Improv Group, led by our friend Rob White. They will take the stage this Saturday at 8:30 p.m. at Stage 2 in the alley behind Peregrine Books. Now, nothing is scripted, so nobody knows what's going to happen. Lots of audience participation, so bring your A game and kooky ideas. Prepare to laugh. Keep in mind, this is adult content. No one under the age of 17 will be admitted without a parent or guardian. Admission is only $5 cash at the door. Stay tuned. We've got Mike Rothmiller right around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aaron Haig, and I'm here to talk to you about Bradshaw Family Dental, where patient care is our number one priority. One of the best ways to offer high-quality patient care is to stay up to date with the latest technology, such as digital dentistry. At Bradshaw Family Dental, we offer the latest technology with digital x-rays, digital impressions, laser dentistry, and 3D printing. Come find out how this technology can help you achieve the smile you always wanted. Find out more by checking out our website at BradshawFamilyDental.com or call us at 277-0076.
Consider this your official invitation to the party. Findlay Subaru Prescott invites you to the grand opening of our new state-of-the-art Subaru facility on Saturday, November 17th. We'll have raffles all day for prizes like a Yeti cooler, yoga mats, hats, and even something for your pets. Come and enjoy live music from 10 to 4, and your children can burn off some energy on a slide. Then at 4 p.m., we'll have the grand prize drawing for a 27-inch Salsa Timberjack SLX mountain bike from Soul Ride, worth almost $1,700, including the rack, and a kayak. We're launching the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester and Subaru Ascent, the largest and most versatile Subaru ever. With seating for eight and Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive, you can move the entire family comfortably and safely. Come join in the fun and help us celebrate the grand opening of our new facility, Saturday, November 17th. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 207 with our friend Mike Rothmiller, the longtime LAPD police officer and detective and prolific author of, is it now 24 books, Mike?
Just hit 25, yeah.
25 now, wow. And describe for us your newest book.
The newest one out, Secrets, Lies, and Deception, Volume 2.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to secrets, lies, and deceptions, you draw these from largely from previously classified government documents, correct?
That's correct. And some of them, because of my request, they were declassified.
Mm-hmm. And when you read some of those, you have to think sometimes, no wonder these were classified at the time, right?
Oh, absolutely. And if it was for the Freedom of Information Act, mm-hmm. it'd still be classified.
Yeah, the FOIA stuff is amazing. But, and I mentioned this on a previous interview with you, think about the kind of country we have that will allow that stuff, very damaging in many cases, it will allow it to be declassified after a certain number of years. Not a lot of countries would do that, would they?
No, in many countries, if the information came out, even if it's 30, 40, 50 years old, that person would be eliminated.
Mm-hmm. And a week from today is the 55th anniversary of the killing of John F. Kennedy in Dallas. And you've uncovered some pretty interesting stuff about that. What do you know about that?
Yes. Well, what I did is I approached it when I was a cop. I was a detective in the Organized Crime Unit, and I was assigned to the Department of Justice Organized Crime Strike Force. So I was involved in quite a few investigations of mafia hits. And the first thing you do is you look at it and say, who benefited from that hit? And like when John Gotti had Castellano killed, he was the new godfather, and everybody knew it. And so when this occurred, and I started looking into it, well, I was a child when he was assassinated, but as a cop, I started looking into it as a detective, mm-hmm. working organized crime and intelligence. How would I look at this? So the first thing I did is I grabbed a copy of the Warren Commission report, and I knew that's going to be, there'd be a lot of truth, but also a lot of, you know, rear end covering.
Smoke and mirrors.
But the best way to find out what really goes on is getting telephone transcripts and transcripts of private conversations. And so that's what I did. I obtained LBJ's telephone transcripts from the very next day, the first day he became president, and also meetings he had in the Oval Office, because they are tape recorded. Mm-hmm. And those were all classified, and they're buried, and nobody ever looks at them. So the first one I came up with was on day one, November 23rd, after JFK was killed. That morning, J. Edgar Hoover is speaking with LBJ, talking about Oswald. And he tells him, says, well, you know, the Oswald that's in custody in Dallas, Texas, is not the same Lee Harvey Oswald that met in the Soviet embassy in Mexico City. And John said, how do you know? He says, because we have his photograph and we have a voice recording of him in the embassy. They compared it. So they had a mic planted in the Soviet embassy. So instantly you look at it and say, okay, it's a different guy. The head of the FBI is telling the president it's a different guy. Then 3 days after the assassination, the assistant attorney general sends a memo to Bill Moyers, who was the spokesman for LBJ, and says that the people of the country must be satisfied that Oswald worked alone, there was no conspiracy, and there's no Confederates out there. So they're setting this up. After Ruby kills Oswald, Johnson says, well, you know, we're going to have to appoint something, a commission to come up with the story. Mm-hmm. And 7 days after the assassination, Johnson does that. Now, the Warren Commission hasn't been announced. He calls Senator Russell, who ended up being on the commission, and he basically tells him that he's got to serve on this. And Russell is like, I don't want to serve. I said, no, you're going to serve on it. And this is what you're going to find out. First of all, you're going to do it for America, but you've got to get this out of the arena that it was Khrushchev or Castro, and we can't have anybody testifying to that. And you got to keep us on that track. That has to be the finding of the Warren Commission. And at that stage, it wasn't called the Warren Commission. Russell didn't even know there was a commission being set up. And so Johnson told him, says, this is what you're going to do. This is the outcome. So you move down the line a little further, and then 4 years after the Warren Commission's report, 888 pages is given to the president, LBJ is in his office speaking with the Attorney General Ramsey Clark. And what they're concerned with is Clark tells the president, says, okay, I now have three of the four pathologists on board regarding the autopsy of JFK, and also on the photographs. And so I saw that. I said, wait a minute. I was involved investigating murders. You have the autopsy, you know, a gunshot wound to the head, right? It's cut and dry. It's over. Why is the president and the attorney general concerned 4 years later about these autopsy photos? What's it showing that they're concerned with? So you have that. And then what's real interesting is that most people believe that the Warren Commission said that final 1,000-page document is Lee Harvey Oswald. That's it. Forget it. Go away. That's not what it said. At the very end of it, there's a catch-all paragraph. They're talking about their conclusion says, the committee believes on the basis of evidence available that President John F. Kennedy was probably assassinated as a result of a conspiracy. That's their official statement. It says, but then the committee goes on, says they can't identify who the gunman is or the extent of the conspiracy. But then they go to Johnson's original, says, but we know it wasn't a conspiracy involving the Soviets, the Cubans, organized crime, or anybody else. So that's what Johnson set up originally. So you have presidential interference in investigation. You don't do that. And
that would be obstruction of justice, wouldn't it?
In a sense, it is. Because when I was working on the PD, I saw the chief of police get involved with investigations. And he told us ahead of time the outcome of the investigation. Before we even started, he says, you've got to find that this guy did not do X, Y, and Z. Or you find that he did do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. So what's your job is to create the narrative to arrive at that conclusion, right?
Absolutely. And that's what goes on. And then what really topped it off is within the last about 18 months or so, I finally got my hands on some CIA documents that were highly classified. And I obtained them legally.
Sure.
And I put them in the book. But the one from 1978, it's a top secret CIA document. And it talks about a former Marine who defected to the Soviet Union in the year Oswald did it. And he's working in the Minsk radio electronics plant, that he is an asset of the CIA, feeding the CIA information. So that proves that Oswald was a CIA asset at that time. There's another document that came out in 2005. They wrote that I was able to obtain, and it clearly states that the CIA Director McCone, at the time of the assassination and the investigation, was not up front with the Warren Commission. He never told them about Oswald. He never told them about their association with Oswald and so forth. And it goes, it even goes to the point of saying that he would not volunteer anything. The Warren Commission had asked a specific question before he would answer it. And he would not elaborate on it. So if they said, do you know any Russians that may have been involved in this that worked in an electronics plant? He'd go, no. because he didn't know any Russians. He knew an American.
Sure. You know? There you are.
Yeah. So you have that. And then also in the, there's another 20-page internal document I received from the CIA. And it talks about how Lee Harvey Oswald defected to the Soviet Union. They used his name in this one, right? And that he was feeding the CIA information for a long time while he was working in the Minsk electronics plant. Mm-hmm. So what this does, it brings us full circle. It answers a lot of questions, but also opens a can of worms, because at that time the CIA was always saying, we have no idea who Lee Harvey Oswald is. We had nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this proves that they did, and they were not honest. And then I also obtained recently an FBI top secret document that states when Oswald came back from Russia, when he redefected, mm-hmm. you know, he came back to the U.S., the FBI, they were looking at turning him into a full-blown spy for them. And then they decided not to for some reason. It's not clear why, but they said, you know, we don't know if we can really trust him or not at mm-hmm. this stage. So you see this, the FBI, they were looking at him as a source. He was a CIA asset. And you start bringing all the other questions into play, especially Johnson, what he did in the beginning, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of red flags go up as a detective. You look at it and say, wait a minute, this does not make sense. It really smells.
Sure.
But unfortunately, we'll never find the answers.
Now, that was 55 years ago, and an awful lot of what we know about the JFK assassination comes from the Abraham Zapruder videotape. And I understand that minutes after Kennedy was shot, a Dallas police officer demanded Zapruder's camera. What would have happened, do you think, had he given him that camera?
No telling. It would have may have just vanished. That would have been the end of it.
We would never have that footage.
That's possible. We either would have. It would have gone either way.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know.
And, you know, in the course, we're going to take a break in just a second here, and we'll talk about this after the commercial. But in the course of your research, you come across some things that must make your eyes just double in size. We're going to talk about a letter you uncovered after the break between two major world figures in 1939 that our listeners simply will not believe. And I'll bring that up coming up in just a moment on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh for Lamb Chevrolet. The 2019 models are arriving daily, so we're offering huge model year closeout deals to reduce our 2018 inventory.
Drive a 2018 Chevy Equinox for under $22,000. Or how about a 2018 Cruze sedan or hatchback? Your choice. $6,000 off. We're also excited to announce the all-new redesigned next generation 2019 Silverado. And we've got them. It's lighter and larger and is now available with a new light-duty diesel engine. The new Trail Boss trim is rugged and comes with a 2-inch factory suspension lift. And the new RST trim is Chevy's street performance package. Hurry in for the 2018 model year closeout going on now.
Go to lambchevrolet.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott for the best of the best for the 7th year in a row. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
It's not fake news, it's late news. The Links Lake Cafe is open serving dinner Thursday through Saturday from 4 to 8. European dining with lakeside charm. Breakfast at 8 and lunch at 11 every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Sunday brunch all day from 8 till 2. And this just in from the city. What's the story, Bob?
Links Lake Cafe to begin winter hours at 8 a.m. Monday, November 26th. Open Monday through Friday for the first time ever.
Stay tuned for more lake news, not fake news, from the Links Lake Cafe on the north shore of Links Lake in the Prescott National Forest.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
When purchasing a home, a good realtor, a thorough inspection, and financing is important. Joel Kahn, Tierra Antigua Realty, Seal of Approval Real Estate Services, and Hotchkiss Financial in Tucson will join us to give you some good advice. Everything Arizona, from travel to gardening and your home improvement questions. It's your Saturday morning happy place.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Arizona Cardinals single game tickets are on sale now.
Touchdown, Larry Fitzgerald!
Don't miss a minute of the action at State Farm Stadium.
Hit by Chandler Jones and sacked. Picked off by Peterson.
That is one bad bird!
Tickets are available at azcardinals.com/tickets or charge by phone at 800-745-3000.
Touchdown for David Johnson, my goodness!
Arizona Cardinals football. Together, we can do more.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back at 22, Deuces Wild, with Mike Rothmiller, author of 25 books, including two editions of Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions. Mike, you came across a letter I referred to before. Wait till our listeners hear who this letter was from and to whom.
The letter was from Mahatma Gandhi to Adolf Hitler. And it was
now, as our listeners' color comes back to their face, tell us about that letter.
Yeah, it was based in 1939. It was roughly 6 months before Hitler invaded Poland. Mm-hmm. And Gandhi was just saying, hey, you know, let's think about peace here. I don't want you to think about war, and it would be better if you don't go to war and so forth. And obviously, Hitler didn't pay attention to the letter.
Sure. And, you know, in with the election just behind us from last week and all the headlines leading up to it, an awful lot of the campaign had to do with the wall and migration of a so-called invasion of foreigners. Well, the LAPD knows a little something about that going back to 1936, don't they?
That's right. Back in 1936, during the Dust Bowl time, there were people coming from primarily Oklahoma, Texas, that region.
Think of the grapes of wrath.
That's right. Heading to California for opportunity, whatever they thought, work, living conditions, whatever. And so what happened was the chief of police of Los Angeles at the time decided they didn't want all these hobos and bums coming to L.A. and using, for a better term, their welfare system, even though there wasn't much of a welfare system then. They didn't want to take advantage of it. So he sent out 130 LAPD cops to man the border of Arizona and Nevada. And they just stopped people. They said, where are you coming from? And they'd look at them. And one particular family, it was a man, a woman, and his wife, and I think they had three children. And I said, where are you going? Well, they wanted to go to Los Angeles, Southern California. And they said, well, how much money do you have? And they had like $3.40. That was it. Mm-hmm. So the police said, fine, we'll take $3 as a fee to enter the state. Now what are you going to do? You have no money, so turn around and go back.
Yeah.
And they set up their own roadblocks. They ran their own immigration system then, was the LAPD.
Isn't that something? And, you know, when you watch movies that pretend this is about the LAPD, like Gangster Squad and LA Confidential, you realize there is a germ of truth in those, isn't there?
There's more than a germ of truth.
Yeah, I'm trying to be kind about it.
Yes,
James Ellroy knows better than I do, believe me.
That's right. The Gangster Squad turned into the Organized Crime Intelligence Division, which I worked. And I knew guys that worked the old Gangster Squad.
Wasn't that originally intended to keep Mickey Cohen out of California?
No, what it was designed to do was keep the Eastern folks, the mafia, some New York, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, keep them from coming in because LAPD already had the Gangster Squad in 1932, well before most people believe. They think it was in 47 or something. Mm-hmm. But LA had a thriving mafia back in the 1920s, their own homegrown. And they were doing the same as the New York Mafia or the Chicago Mafia, which I worked on a lot. They were paying off the chief of police, the mayor, judges, congress members, kind of like they do today. You know?
Yeah, kind of like so everything old is new again.
That's right.
And you know, my all-time favorite movie is Chinatown, which has a lot of truth about how diverting water from the Owens Valley, you know, made L.A. grow. And I understand that the Noah Cross character portrayed by John Huston is an amalgam of Mayor Fred Eaton and the L.A. Times publisher Otis Chandler and one very powerful politician. In fact, it may have been William Mulholland, the water and power director. But the evil Noah Cross is an interesting combination of three very powerful people. But sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. In fact, just earlier this month, you sent me a story about an LAPD surveillance that caught an assistant chief with a subordinate officer.
Yes.
And
what they were doing what?
Well, let's just say that power corrupts, and sometimes absolute power corrupts absolutely, correct?
Yeah. What basically occurred is this assistant chief, who was the second highest ranking guy in the LAPD, mm-hmm. was caught in his city car having sex with a female officer. That's what it boiled down to. And is that the first? No. I mean, when I was there, I knew a lot of this stuff from working intelligence, mm-hmm. About high-ranking staff officers. One in particular, my partner and I, we were dealing in organized crime with a guy who was a major pimp at the time. He supplied the Southland with prostitutes. Mm-hmm. And he complained to us. He says, well, you know, I'm unhappy because this assistant chief on LAPD is shaking me down for free sex with my girls. He says, no, I don't care about that, but he's just doing it too often. Right? So we go, terrific, you dropped that on us. So we mm-hmm. went, the chief of police was gone. We went to the acting chief of police and told him, and he got very nervous, and he said, well, gee, I'll tell you what, I'll take care of this. Just don't mention it to anybody. Nothing ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
He probably called that guy and said, hey, listen, they're on to you. Knock it off. If it was somebody else, they would have been fired and prosecuted. But
sure.
An assistant chief, no, he's going to walk away.
Oh, boy, some of these stories make you wonder. You've also got a story from November 9th, just a week ago, about an L.A. County deputy accused of using his badge and a patrol car in a giant marijuana heist. Where is all this stuff going on?
That's it's not uncommon, let's put it that way, over mm-hmm. the last 30 years, I would say. There was a gang of L.A. cops who were going around committing robberies and drug ripoffs like this on
sure.
duty. They're in uniform, take their patrol car up. They'd hit the house, wherever the house was. They'd take the drugs, take the money. And naturally, the drug dealer isn't going to complain. Where is he going to go, right?
Yeah.
He thinks he's going to die. And they are also doing burglaries and so forth. So it's nothing new. But, yeah, this guy, deputy sheriff, they went out in uniform and they hit a house. And he was with some gang members, which he probably was a member of years ago,
mm-hmm.
before he went on as a deputy. And they went out and ripped off 100 pounds of drugs and $100,000 worth of cash. And
this is for the Widows and Orphans Fund, right?
Always, yes.
always for the Widows and Orphans, indeed. Well, then again, too, before anybody accuses us of bashing cops here, think of how many officers there are in the greater L.A. area. You're going to have a few bad apples. That's impossible to avoid.
There always have been. The vast majority are great people.
Of course, sure.
99%. But this is what happens. And unfortunately, this is occurring more because of the, if you want to say, the lack of hiring standards that they initiated about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mike, you've got 25 books for our readers to choose from. How can they learn more about you and get your books?
They're all on Amazon.com, and most of them are in Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That is Mike Rothmiller. We look forward to your appearance again in a couple of months. We'll do an update on what you've been researching. It's always interesting to hear about. That is Mike Rothmiller. Stay tuned, because I've got Mike Adrian coming in to talk about Vintage Baseball and Tractor Supply. That's coming up after the local and state news and weather with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Well, Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects, but buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
At Finley Buick Prescott, we're proud that Buick was recognized by Kelley Blue Book as the best value luxury brand. Buick brings an exceptional combination of comfort and refinement while still being mindful of a budget. The new 2019 Buick Encore Preferred, nimble and turbocharged with savings of $6,804 starting as low as $18,931. The new 2019 Buick Envision, sculpted and crafted with savings of $5,295 starting at just $31,500. The new 2019 Buick Regal Tour X, turbocharged and all-wheel drive with savings of $54,489 starting at just $35,11. We guarantee to beat any Phoenix Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Finley Buick and Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 dock fees. See dealer for details and any restrictions. Stock numbers B4660, B446, B4657.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Unisource Energy Services is warning its customers of scammers trying to steal their money.
Customers have reported receiving a phone call from someone who claims to be a Unisource employee. They threaten to disconnect service for unpaid bills or damaged meters. Scammers often instruct customers to make payment over the phone with a prepaid money card within a short amount of time to avoid shutoff. Callers may use an angry tone to pressure customers into making a payment. Scammers also use text messages, registered letters, or they appear in person. Sometimes software is used that disguises phone calls or text messages to make them appear as if they're coming from the company. Unisource officials say they would never use such high-pressure tactics to collect payment. Anyone who believes they are scammed should hang up, delete suspicious emails and text messages, or shut the door on suspicious visitors. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Law Enforcement Torch Run has received some generous donations from Prescott area residents. The 6th annual Fuel of Dreams was held at Fry's stores across the state last month. Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson describes what's involved with this event.
Fundraising event where Arizona law enforcement agencies partner with Fry's Fuel Centers to pump customers' gas and clean their windshield in exchange for a donation.
Ferguson explains how much was raised at the Fry's store on Glassford Hill Road.
$1,260. All donations to benefit Special Olympics Arizona and Law Enforcement Torch Run. These types of events are important to law enforcement because it continues to emphasize community-based policing.
The Law Enforcement Torch Run includes an international series of relay runs and special events like Fuel of Dreams, represented by more than 100,000 law enforcement officers worldwide, helping to raise money and public awareness for Special Olympics. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Increasing clouds overnight, partly sunny tomorrow. Expect an overnight low of 32 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 60 tomorrow and a high of 58 on Saturday. 36 degrees tonight for Cottonwood, with a high on Friday of 68 and high on Saturday of 67. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender Member, FDIC.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 2:37. It's time to talk the Hot Stove League and Vintage Baseball with Mike Adrian from Tractor Supply. Right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
You've got a really big event coming up Saturday afternoon with a major name that our listeners are going to fall over when they hear. Tell us what's going on.
We do. We have a baseball game, which... when you tell people that, they go, oh, yeah, great. Because in the Prescott area, I'm sure there are hundreds of games played in a year. You get the college games, high school, little league.
Sure.
Anyway, there's hundreds of baseball games. What's different about ours is we're playing a baseball game by the rules of 1860. Which is just...
Wow.
So...
and this is complete with throwback uniforms and bats and things, right?
Yep.
You've got some of them right here. Describe the bats you brought along.
I brought a couple. One is from the 20th century, but the early part of it. It's a mushroom bat. It used to have a decal of a major league player on it. Mm-hmm. And over the last 105 years... it's gotten worn off.
Sure.
And the other one is a 36-inch bat, pretty long by today's standards, relatively light, so most of us players can use it. They're wood. You see no
and not
metal
maple
bats anymore.
Not maple, right?
No,
those
you
ash?
Can get them, but
you, really?
You can get a vintage-style bat made out of maple. As it turns out in research, and I wish I could hire your previous guest with all the research he's done.
Mike can do a lot of it.
We should let him loose researching baseball history. It's amazing what's been discovered in the last few years, but that's another topic in and of itself. But research is indicating that bats as early as 1860, the era we play, were actually made of willow or hickory. The advent of ash bats wasn't around for another 20, 30 years yet. So everything in baseball has a history. And that's what fascinates me. But to get back to your original question, was we were playing a game by 1860 rules.
Now, this is the Prescott Champions, right?
Who actually existed in Prescott. They played primarily in the 70s after 1881. You didn't hear a lot about them. What was fascinating is right downtown on the plaza in May of 1876, the Prescott Champions played the Fort Willow team. They really didn't have Fort Whipple. I'm sorry.
Fort Whipple, yeah.
Fort Whipple had a baseball team. The two of them played for, and this sounds kind of hoity-toity, for the championship of the Arizona Territories.
Wasn't Prescott the state capital?
In 1876,
Territorial capital?
The territorial,
capital, yeah.
Correct. So to play the game here made sense.
Yeah.
Plus, the only other organized team, from what I can tell, was one at Fort Verde. So you had three teams in the area within maybe a day's travel that you could play. So it kind of made sense. And I can just almost envision these guys sitting around saying, well, let's play a game. And why don't we call it the Championship of the Territory?
Sure.
Nobody, I'm sure, there was no league, there was no association, there was no organization of any kind to tell them that, yeah, you can do this. So they just, I'm sure they just came up with it and said, we're going to play for the championship, and they did. We, the modern day Prescott Champions, sort of following in the tradition of that game, the champions got their butts kicked, to put it bluntly. It was like 47 to 29 or something.
Not a lot of defense in those
days. No, there wasn't. And that can be explained by, as we segue into some differences that people will notice when they come to our game on Saturday, which is at noon at Ken Lindley Field, is there were no gloves.
And if, just like Chicago softball.
Well, and we all have the fingers to prove that there aren't any gloves. They're bent, broken.
Well, and you know what's funny, Mike, is even when gloves became a regular part of baseball, for quite a long while, the players would leave their gloves in the field for the opposition to wear, right?
I'm not old enough to remember that, even though I'm pretty old. But yes.
They would share the same gloves.
Can you imagine?
With the opponents, yeah. And you know what's funny, too? When I was a kid growing up in St. Louis, which, of course, is baseball heaven, one of my favorite movies as a kid was the Ronald Reagan movie, The Winning Team, which was about Grover Cleveland Alexander. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. And, of course, Grover Cleveland Alexander, you know, pitched in the World Series in 1926. So when he came up as a younger player, we're talking turn of a century, 1910, 1920. And there was a lot of that historic essence to that movie and a lot of historical fact. For one thing, have you ever seen the movie?
A long time ago.
Well, there are scenes where the camera is right behind the pitcher, and you're thinking, boy, that Reagan could really throw a baseball because he was throwing hard. You know who that pitcher actually was? It was Bob Lemon, the Hall of Fame pitcher.
Really?
It was him portraying Reagan. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did he get credit for it in the film?
Not in the end credits, no. But that was Bob Lemon doing the pitching.
Now I got to go rent the movie.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So how were the rules different in those days? Were the bases the same distance and everything?
It was utterly fascinating. When people walk in, they're going to see a laid out ball diamond.
Yeah.
90-foot bases.
Mm-hmm.
That a gentleman that the vintage ball community is trying to get elected into the Hall of Fame, Doc Adams, was responsible for the 90-foot base paths.
Boy, was that prescient, because it's still perfect.
It is. It is. You look at all the number of close plays, and they today do them with instant replay.
Sure, and video and stuff, yeah.
Calls
video.
To New York. And
mm-hmm.
And you think, well, what if they would have come up with 92 feet or 88 feet?
Mm-hmm.
The game would have been totally different.
It would have been.
There's even some, and this is where I need your previous guests to do some research, is there is a segment of the vintage baseball community that believes that actually the original rules were 30 paces. We tend to think of 30 paces as being 90 feet. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. Back in the day, in the 1850s, for example, a pace was considered about 2.5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So were the bases 75 feet? We don't know until Doc Adams established them as mm-hmm. 90 feet in the late 1850s. So people will see that. They'll see bases there.
Mm-hmm.
But what they'll also see is the no gloves. They may see an umpire. If we're a team that's fortunate enough to have one, we would provide him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't call balls and strikes because balls and strikes are not called unless you swung and missed. It was a strike. So theoretically, you could strike out.
But you couldn't walk, could you?
No.
Isn't that something?
Later in the 1860s, beyond the year we play, you could walk. In other words, if you what happened was a base runner would get on base. Next guy up would just stand there waiting for an opportunity for the runner to steal second.
Oh, okay.
Well, people got really ticked off about that, so they said, you know, we're going to start calling strikes. And I don't believe that happened until 1864.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, if you had a pitcher who was not delivering the ball in a way that it could be struck, you could call a ball.
Mm-hmm.
I have
otherwise, you'd be there all day, wouldn't
you?
Yeah,
you could be. And I have never, it's one of the things I'm continuously researching, is, well, how many balls do they call? 9? 6? 4 wasn't established for 30 years yet.
Isn't that something?
So it's just fascinating how it evolves
so slowly, and still we are still pretty much the same game it was then 130 years ago.
Everybody's going to recognize it as a baseball game.
Sure.
It's not a cricket game. It's not a game of rounders.
And not only is it a vintage baseball game, but, you know, this is a little bit older area than the rest of the country. A lot of baby boomers here, and they are going to recognize who throws out your first pitch, aren't they?
We are so honored to have as our number one fan, came to one of our games last year and fell in love with it. So on Saturday at noon, we are going to have former Dodger great Maury Wills throw out the
Maury
first pitch.
Wills, number Maury 30. Wills. Isn't that something?
And I'm sure a lot of people are going, well, I've heard the name.
Oh, good Lord, yeah, Maury Wills, yeah. He had the stolen base record for so many years. You know, it's funny, Mike, because in 1962, the year the Dodgers moved into Dodger Stadium, that's when Maury Wills broke Ty Cobb's record. And he got, I think he got number 96 to Ty Cobb so to speak, the Thai cob, of course, in St. Louis, because it was a day game. I was listening on Camo X Radio, and I can still hear Harry Carey describing Wills on first base. Harry's going, he takes his lead a little longer, a little longer. There he goes! And I think he tied number 96 in St. Louis that day. And then a St. Louis player, Lou Brock, ended up beating that record in 1974. The most amazing thing to me is that Wills stole those 96 bases when he was 29 years old. And then he later stole 50 bases and something more than that in his mid-30s with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Lou Brock broke his record with 104 stolen bases the year he turned 35 in August. I thought you got slower as you got older.
Brock turned 35
in August the year he stole 104 bases. Yeah, and now in a tragic irony, Brock, who was the fastest man, you know, in baseball at the time, he lost a leg to cancer.
Yes.
Oh, no, how sad.
That's sad.
But Maury now is 85, you said?
He just turned 86.
86, and he will be there Saturday.
He will be there Saturday.
At Ken Lindley Field.
He is wonderful.
Isn't that something?
He'll talk with kids. He'll talk with us older people. He'll pose. He's a wonderful, he was an excellent ball player, but he's a wonderful human being.
Well, you know, I would want to ask him what it was like to play shortstop behind Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale. He'd probably say, lonesome, man, not a lot of action.
Come on out Saturday
and ask him.
He'll sit with the spectators.
Is there an admission for this?
None.
It's free.
This is totally free.
At Ken Lindley Field at noon Saturday, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, do you have a web page or a phone number where people can call for more information?
We don't yet. I do have, can I do my email?
Sure, whatever you like, yeah.
It's MRADRIAN, 06 at yahoo.com.
And very good.
We welcome people with stories.
Sure.
We want to hear your experiences with baseball.
Mm-hmm. Can they stop by Tractor Supply and strike up a conversation?
Well, I run into people everywhere I go who want to talk baseball. So I thank you for letting me.
Oh, it's one of my favorite topics.
And we only have 250 more years to covers.
Yeah, that's only that. Isn't that something? We got to have you back on again in a couple of months and discuss the Hot Stove League and what the heck is going on, how baseball has changed. But we got to go to a break here. That is Mike Adrian. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mike. And get out to Ken Lindley Field at noon on Saturday, right?
Saturday the 17th.
It'll be a blast. Vintage Baseball and Maury Wills. Stay tuned. I got some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m. 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
With eyes as unique as yours, you need options. At Nationwide Vision, we've been Arizona's eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses to fit your vision needs. You can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals, now also serving Arizona in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The holidays are upon us, and it's time to start your holiday shopping. Hi, this is Suzanne Springer at Prescott True Value Hardware. The kitchen shop is the perfect place for unique gifts, gadgets, and beautiful housewares to make any mom enjoy the reason for the season. Aww. And as for our favorite fellas, barbecues bring good tidings all year long. The Grill Zone has the perfect gift for your grill master. Shop local this holiday season at Prescott True Value Hardware on Miller Valley Road in Prescott, where we believe behind every holiday gift is a true value.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQNA. Brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Courtesy Auto Sales, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, Cliff Castle Casino, your Prescott Tire Pros, and Primavera Online School. The Cardinals visit the Oakland Raiders live Sunday at 1 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Boy, what fun talking about the old days of baseball. Get out there to Ken Lindley Field Saturday at noon and see the old-style baseball, the uniforms, the tools of the trade, as well as the great Maury Wills. Thanks to Mike Adrian for that great story. Reminding you, once again, the Improvitonians take the stage at Stage 2 for the PCA this Saturday evening at 8:30. That is adult content. It's only $5 cash at the door. I mentioned today earlier on the death of Roy Clark. His passing, of course, is marked by Sam Lovallo, who was the co-creator of Hee Haw. Sam Lovallo, the son of D-backs manager Tori Lovallo, keeping the baseball theme here. Well, we want you to stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, then Talk of the Town, the Thursday roundtable at 4. Join me back here Monday with my guest Lindsay Russell with Handel's Messiah coming to YCPAC and Terry Davis with Kristen Kearns from the Yavapai Humane Society. That is Monday at 2 on Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.